In 1994, Ron Anderson, owner of Anderson Fabrics in Black Duck, spent $300,000 to construct a state-of-the-art daycare facility for his more than 300 employees. He offered workers low-cost daycare and subsidized the center's operation to the tune of about $80,000 a year. The employees and the kids apparently loved it.
We've been in the business for 11 years in the daycare business, and never had any children get hurt or abused or anything else, and they were well taken care of. The kids were never upset. It's just state regulation that was frustrating for me.
Anderson's daycare repeatedly ran afoul of the rules and regulations governing daycare facilities. The center was repeatedly cited for health, safety, and licensing violations, offenses that Anderson considered petty. Chief among those were staff qualification violations. Anderson contends that because of his plant's rural location, it was always a struggle to keep the center staffed with qualified people. When daycare employees didn't show up for work, he'd pull women off the factory floor to fill in. That got him in trouble with the State Department of Human Services, which ordered him to stop the practice. So he did, by shutting the daycare down. Anderson admits the closure was a shock to his employees. Diane Koval is among the mothers who had to find alternative daycare, but she doesn't blame her employer.
Actually, I feel like the state was trying to hurt me. My understanding was there was just a handful of people that would come forward with complaints, and I think the state pushed it way too far. I think it was really unfair, and it hurt my family. I know it hurt Janine's family and a lot of other people around here. There were people that were forced to leave their jobs because of it. I know there was.
Anderson Fabrics employee Janine Weiser had to make other daycare arrangements as well for her two children, and she ended up paying more for that service. Weiser says some of the state's regulations don't necessarily work well in rural areas.
We're in a small community, and a lot of the regulations I think they were trying to force weren't that important in this area. I mean, if it was in the cities, it's different. But up here, I mean, everybody knows everybody, basically, and I think they were just being too harsh on some of the things that didn't make a lot of sense.
Now, after being closed for a year, the Anderson Fabrics Daycare Center is open again, but this time Ron Anderson decided not to operate it himself. He contracted with a nonprofit community action program to run the center. Anderson provides free use of the facility, and it's a deal he says he's happy with. The Anderson story seems to be headed for a happy ending, but the problem of finding and retaining qualified child care providers is not limited to Black Duck or even to rural Minnesota. Jeanette Zerker of the Minnesota Child Care Resource and Referral Network says low unemployment in Minnesota, combined with generally low wages paid to child care teachers and aides, means qualified providers are becoming scarce.
I think what we're seeing as far as a decline in child care providers, and we have heard where child care providers literally cannot make it and actually are making more money working in fast food restaurants. And I think that's just appalling that, you know, that we cannot figure out a way to pay child care providers enough money. And a lot of these people are people with four-year degrees, and, you know, they're not people who are untrained.
Zerker says many businesses are interested in providing child care as a way to retain employees. Right now, there are only about 45 Minnesota companies doing so, but the number of smaller companies offering daycare is expected to grow, thanks to a change in state regulations that took effect in June. Department of Human Services Director of Licensing Jerry Kerber says the rules have eased up on small business daycare operations.
The legislature, during the last session, did make some rather significant changes to the child care licensing standards that relate to employers, in that employers who want to provide child care primarily for employees and their intent is 14 or fewer children, they can do so according to the family child care standards rather than child care center standards.
Child care center standards are more stringent and are enforced by the state, while family child care standards are much less restrictive and are monitored by counties. Kerber says the change will mean less cost and less regulation for businesses wanting to offer daycare to employees. In Bemidji, I'm Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio.